Rabbi Yoine, when he speaks about tshuva, speaks about roas amisacher min tshuva. The time on a person that is delayed to do tshuva. And he brings this famous moshel that no one understands exactly, that there's people in a prison, and one of them, you know, they made a hole, and chotru chatiro, and everyone left, and one guy stayed, bo sar beis asoya, ve'omar lo ikshe yoim, hine amachteres chaturo ve'lomar lo iborachto. So everyone asked, good for him that he didn't leave. But Baruch Hashem, everyone else that they left, Mistamah, the king will find them, he will chop off their head. This person is the one that stayed and didn't run away. And this is the moshel of Rabbi Yehuda, the moshel of Rabbi Yehuda to the Sar Beis Asoya. So for sure, the oimek of Rabbi Yehuda is that it looks like the Sar Beis Asoya told him, Vaistois, you like prison. If you would feel that the prison is bad, you would try to run away. So they bring down the same mushel. They bring down. There was a person. The king came to the city. Once a year he would come to the city. But everyone wants, he would take care. Everyone get ready. The king is coming. Everyone prepared his list. And the king was delayed. So one person went to sleep. The meantime, the king came. Everyone asked what they need. This person woke up. The king left, so he ran and he ran and he ran until he came to the house of the king. And he knocked on the door. He says, you know, the king was in our city. I missed him. I have some things I have to ask. So he told him, a chutzpah. When the king comes, everyone has to stay awake. You fell asleep. No way. This is much easier. What would be if the guy is sleeping, the king comes and they try to wake him up, and he says, please leave me now, I'm sleeping. And he comes to the king and he says, you know, the king was there, they tried to wake me up and I didn't manage to wake up. They will beat him up, yeah? But what if it's more from them? The king came and he was not sleeping, but he was schmoozing to someone. And the king comes and he tells the king, and the king left and he runs after the king and they ask him what happened when the king came. They say, sorry, I was schmoozing to someone outside, I just wanted to take a coffee, I got stuck. Yeah, they will kill him. Rabbi Seinu were mechadish to us. The tool, Rabbi Seinu. That Yemei HaTshuva VeHarachmim did not start in Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. The Hainu Elul is not practical 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. It's Kedai to get ready. You should Torah Berav Shabbos. If you prepare yourself, there's a chance you will make it. If you don't prepare yourself, there's no chance you will make it. Chazal will mechadish to us that Elul is Ani LeDoidi VeDoidi Li Rosh Teves Elul. Umol Hashem es nevovcha, or shetei v'selul. We blow the shofar. Moshe ol olohar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expecting us lo shuv b'tshuva. And this is what we started to speak last week. It's not only a chetimtza. We're in a generation, they call it the microwave generation. We're used to that everything goes 1, 2, 3. It'll work it out. The old days of a prisoner has to fly to America, he has to make reservations a year before. Today, you can make reservations in the way to the airport. If you can afford it, you can get on every plane that you want. There's no mustache, I can't. And if you need a doctor, there's no way you can't. The question is how you connect and how much pull you have. Everything is doable. There's no mustache. I heard once, I'm saying the Derech Agav, from Ravolbe, he said a shmuz. That shmuz was one of the shmuz that managed to change me. He said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that, that we spoke already a couple times, that Aviseinu was very hard for them to be through. Aviseinu was very hard for them to believe in Boira Oilam. It was very hard for them to believe a Siddur Boira Oilam that knows what I'm doing, that in Rosh Hashanah they will make a cheshbon on everything what I did. Rosh Hashanah you can say the Yad Kol Odom Choisem Bo, yeah, it's a book and I sign by night when my neshama goes up. This is the way I grew up. It's a big book. And when I read, I thought that Rosh Baruch Hu was quickly reading the book when I was a little kid, we're trying to make imaginations. Yeah, you have to believe in it. Something, how he knows, like my neshama, I myself tell him in the night. This is the way we worked at the Muna. And our days, no one has a question if someone knows. So no information is movies. Is, for sure there's a video, how everything what I did. No one has a tzad that it's not. It's not hard to believe as HaKadosh Baruch Hu could know everything. Either you could believe or you don't believe. That is not the point. The Muslim believing and not believing, it's very hard to be a apikoyos, to believe that the world is not run by Hashem. That is not our nisoyin, not an our mismedesh. The nisoyin was to believe that a cold maize, zeicher kol anishkochis, today, and a click of a computer, every person could know everything. We're not even dealing with that nisoyin. You don't understand, people think in our generation there's a lot of nisoyinus. Go nish, Baruch Hashem, in a generation, there's no nisoyinus bichlal kumar. The nisoyinus to behave good from movies and from shtusim are small nisoyinus. I'm telling you, when I was a kid, I'm not speaking about years ago. Yeah? I'm almost there yet, yeah? The kids were discussing Emunah Shailos. Everyone believed. But everyone had a different aspect how Hashem remembers everything. And how it works out that Mamash Soike Hakul Besrike Achas Rosh Hashanah. Today, one computer could take a billion things together, yeah? It's not a pellet. Now that I think that it works with computers there, and I'm sure in a couple more generations that different things will work different, the imagination, how it works there will work different. But it's not shvel. We had a HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down from Hashamayim, Kivyochel, yeah. So it's like Malachim drove down, came down. It's not even a Nisoyan, Bichlal, to understand. So Rabbi said, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Meshundik Nisoyan, that in the old days, you didn't feel that you could control the world. It was mamish not up to you. Soldiers came with horses. There was nothing what to do. The going came. There was nothing what to do. Today, every person feels, I could do. I could run. I could pull. I'll call this that connection. I'll call that connection. I'll get a bracha from here. I'll ask this mekubal from here. Let me show you. Yeah. People mamish. This is a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives koiches keneged zel umazeh that people have different kind of nisyonos. And because of that generation, and everything quick, we think that we could skip what Aviseinu felt that you have to do tshuva for a whole month. So you're right, Aviseinu also had the kasha, Rosha v'toivloi, Tzadik v'raloi. I mean, this is the kasha. I don't want to explain. Why people talk to don't do tshuva? We started to speak about it. If you have a meeting, you have to, I said, you want to get accepted to yeshiva. Yeah? And you know that mistama you'll be accepted. You're already well accepted. And, you stand outside the door, you're shaking like a lulav. Why are you shaking? What they could do to you? They could say no. The most they could say no to you. Rosh Hashanah is a 50% you will die. No one shakes. Everyone goes to shmuzim how to shake. Yeah? Before you go to a meeting, you go to advise how not to shake. Yeah? You go to doctors, psychologists, how to, you know, a new job, how to work it out not to get nervous. Yeah? Oh, you swallow some things to make you a bit better. Yeah? And Rosh Hashanah, you're looking to swallow something that will make you nervous. Someone tell you, I have a pill, you take it, you start to cry the whole Rosh Hashanah. I'm telling you, everyone will buy it. More from Tzomkal. Yeah? Why? Because we try to be, it's a modern mice. The seichel is that we have to be petrified. And we have so much tzoros, and we have so much things that are bothering us, and so much things that we want to change. And we believe. And we believe we go to G'dayim, we go to Brochas, we believe in Hashem. and nothing is talking to us, right? That is the problem that we started to address, that Be'etzem stops anyone in our generation from Oisik B'tshuva. And this is Be'etzem, what Shaitan Svarim, Tzadik V'ra Aloi Rosha V'toi Vloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, that it doesn't look like that, because if it looked like that, and you would have the same shiver that you have before you walk into an office, before you walk into the Rosh Hashiva, or before you walk in to say a Chabura or something, the guy says a Chabura, he's shivering. What could be the worst? That will not come out good. So what, the guy with the guns and shoot you? No. He'll smile on you. So nervous. Some people can't eat for days. What could happen? You don't have a meal for Shabbos, you ready? Yeah, you can see, you know, some guys, you go to the meal, you see, they're jumping from side to side. The most they could eat in Yeshiva, and nothing will happen. No, but they're so nervous. They don't, with some guys from Sunday, want to make sure that they have a meal, yeah? Yeah, I'm not speaking about it's wrong, you have to eat in Yeshiva, but it's a bazundel shmuz, yeah? But he's not nervous now. What would be if Rosh Hashanah they will not give him a good year? What is the truth? What is the truth? What can happen? He would not have a meal. He could not have a meal. He's nervous. I can see on the face of a guy. Some guys I know when they got their meal. They say, oh, I know they got a meal. I never ask. I don't want to mix in, yeah? I said, I'll ask you to come to eat my meal. Yeah? But what is the trap? So this is the answer. Shaitan Svarim. Ramchal explains it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it because that is the what gives the koyach hanisoyim. That we have a avodah loshuv b'tshuva. That we think that the avodah loshuv b'tshuva is only to start to scrape off the averus. I'm bad, how to be better. And we don't realize that a big part of the avodah is to understand. Elul is anil doidi v'doidi li. It's not, then it's also Hashatev, it's Mol Hashem, it's Levovcho. But the first avodah in Elul is to get close to Hashem. The avodah of Elul, what is called Chodesh HaRachmim VeHaRotzei, is taken to become closer to Hashem. And that we have the Tzadik V'ra Aloi Rosha V'Toi Vloi. And you have to know that the Ramban in Shar HaGmul, the Ramban written the whole sefer that is called Shar HaGmul, to explain it. And the Ramban explains that a lot of times a person has a bad year. I say, Alamot, a lot of times Yigalayim asks me, when he learns a good day, he misses the bus. The buses, you know, I remember you said the buses, the old Yigalayim leave. Some of the buses. You remember some Shmuel HaNovi buses? And the day that he learns good, he misses the bus. And the day that he doesn't learn good, he never misses the bus. So, Balabatish, the pshat is, the day that he learns good, he goes late, so he misses the bus, yeah? And they said he doesn't learn good, already 6:30 he's out, so and I thought, I'll tell you the truth. I forgot I knew who was this young man. The man was a Bala Shalom. He, Alamo, when he sits with someone, he speaks against someone else. Never. When he learns, he doesn't talk back. The day that he learns, Hashem loves him. But he doesn't want him to lose the whole schal sitting in the bus with someone. He makes him to miss the bus, he takes a taxi, and he comes home with a bag of mitzvahs. The day that he's bad, he lets him to go on the bus, speaks Lashon Hara, goes straight again. So he thinks that his life is bad. He doesn't realize that Hashem loved him. This is the first thing the Rabban says in Shar HaGmul. He says, a person, Rav Volbe said that story on himself, this I heard from Ruben Leuchter, Rav Volbe did not have money to marry off his kids. So he went and he written a Sefer HaLeishon. And he sold it, with this he made money and he married off his kids. I heard this story from Reuven Leuchter. Other it's MS, other it's not, but this is what Reuven Leuchter said. Rav Volbe told him, he was the closest Talmud from Rav Volbe. So Rav Volbe told him, if I would have money, I would have Talmidi that helped me, Lamashane, yeah? I would never write Aleishu. So I will die, there'll be no Abbas HaSateira for me. No one will hear from me. So Hashem loved me. And because he loved me, I managed. I remember the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso, I was very close, he was my Rebbe. And I came once to his house, and I told him, no, I was in the printer, I saw the printed 50,000 sets Shmir Shabbos Lichos. So he told me, you know that I don't see no money from it. Someone stole from him all of his rights and claimed that he written the signature. And he gets all the money. I went to the terrorist, nothing happened. The guy claimed that it's his. It says of Meir, he has all the rights. I'm not going in. Maybe written the safer, but all the money went to someone else. So I told him, was a gzeilah that you will not be rich, but you had to deserve to be marbit stereo. So Hashem found a solution. Someone stole the rights from you, and now you can print the safer. So, mishuma, you cannot have money, but you have to have a bus. This is what Ramban says in Sharad. This is what Ramban in Sharad Mul. A lot of times a person looks at what he sees. What he thinks, for example, that is good for him is bad for him. And what is bad for him is good for him. Every person, says the Ramban, in Rosh Hashanah is a good year and a bad year. If you're a Rosho, it's a bad year. And if you're a Tzaddik, it's a good year. What looks to you good, sigonished. So the guy could get a shteller, could open a yeshiva. Wow, see my Rosh Hashanah is so good. And he knows. But I'm not sure who he is. Yeah? That's being against no one now, but the chat is, if this person will not have a yeshiva, he will be the next Chazon Ish. He became a yeshiva, became busy, he's very happy with himself. Because he was a bad person, this was the example. This is the Ramban. I'm not saying that every person has a yeshiva is a bad person. Chas v'sholem, don't get me wrong. But I'm saying, a person could think, oh, I was matzliach, siman, I did good. And he knows that this year he didn't learn so good. But he's a man, he learned much better. Exactly. He stopped to learn, we made him busy, and he stopped where he is. And this is the Ramban and Shah. The Ramban goes weiter, and he says, and sometimes fakelt, a person, because he's a Rosho, and he did a lot of good things in his life, Hashem gives him such a good year, that he starts to eat up his Olam Haba. And next year, it's even worse, so he makes even more money. And next year is even worse. He makes even more money. Nothing can be left for Olam Haba. And the other person is a tzaddik gomel, and he deserves already to sit in the heichal of Hashem. But when he given you and given a tchatchke, he starts to have a miserable life. But he's Eimed Ben Yisrael. After 70 years, he stands near the Ribbono Shel Olam. What is the difference? Zog the Ramban in Shaar HaGmul, she'emunoseinu nechoino. Shebekol shono v'shono. And he says, not only that, sometimes the psach is for 70 years. The Hainu, he's bad, so he gets a good year, so that good year will make him to feel that he's so good that he will not do tshuva next year. He goes into a retain that he thinks that everything is good for him. And nothing touches him. And it goes weiter and weiter and weiter. And him lo yamui dal atzmoi, to realize that he has to change, who knows to where he will get. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes Elul, and he wants us to do that. He doesn't want us to look like these people that the Melech came, and they said we don't need, and then we run over to the Melech Rosh Hashanah. You have to understand, a person that runs over to the Melech Rosh Hashanah, he's in a bad position. The Rosh Hashanah is the court, is the din. Was later, why Yom Kippur comes after it. Kippur is not another whole mahalach of tshuva. But this tshuva that we have to do now is to get ready for Rosh Hashanah. To get ready for Rosh Hashanah. And a person has to know, don't look to your right and don't look to your left. And don't say, but so much people are not doing nothing anyways. So how it could be? How it could be that you have to prepare yourself to Rosh Hashanah? You have to prepare yourself. And I don't see the difference. That is the mysterious. But the Odom Nivro Yechidi Shechayov Odom Loimar Bishvili Nivro Oilom. The Odom Nivro Yechidi Shechayov Odom Loimar. They say from the Briskerov. The Briskerov was in Varsha in the time of the war. He was looking for Briske Hadassah. And someone told him, Rebbe, it's a war. If you have Roiv Kosher, Chaim Noah, it's also good. It's a war. He said, I'm only asking you, Lui Tzu will be no mitzvahs in the world. in the middle of the war, Hashem will come and tell me, I want Hadassah. You understand that we'll have to do them? This is the mitzvah was given. It's not given now. Hashem is talking to every yochid. I want you to change for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is in 3 weeks. 3 weeks. We're already after the first day of Rosh Hashanah. 3 weeks. Person could cut himself off from his friends, from his chaveru. I'm not saying meshuga. And to take himself and says, I'm going to change. I'm going to try it. And what he does is, 3 times a day, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecho, Korveinu Malkinu Labidusecho, Vachzireinu Bisheshuva Shleimo. Rav Gershon Edelstein told me, Moshem the Stipler, when you daven for money, he could say yes, he could say no. When you daven for covet, he could say yes, he could say no. But when you daven for Torah or Tshuva, he cannot say no. Because he wants you to daven for it. We mentioned last time, Pischu li Pesach ke Pischu yishun machat, v'ani eftach lochem Pesach ke Pischu yishun ulam. If a guy doesn't feel that he sees tunnels of light, he has to know he didn't open even Pesach to Kiddush and Bach. It's very scary. Don't know who sees already the tunnels. See the tunnels of light? You have to do the beginning. You have to start. So now, I want to explain a little bit. What we want to know, the Maisa Puk. I'm not saying that the list of the Kabbalahs has to be now. The list of the Kabbalahs before Yal will be closer to Rosh Hashanah. We'll explain the Avodah of Tkiyas, the Avodah of Malchiyas. We have to explain all the Avodahs. And then we have the Kippur with the Kabbalahs. The before Yal Kabbalahs are after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The tshuva that a person has to do in Chodesh Elul is first to take a achlota that he wants to change from now and go to a different league, to be a different person, to do Rotzon Hashem. He doesn't know yet what is Rotzon Hashem. He will have the Yomim HaNiroim. He will sit with himself. But he has the achlota that he wants to be Eved Hashem. He wants to do Rotzon Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda says, V'im omar yoyim aro eved l'raboy, kol asher toymar li yese chutz midovor echod, harei porak oil adunov me'oilov. A slave tells the other, everything is doing, one thing I'm not asking to do. Else nishken eved. So the person says, everything I'm planning to change, but I can't wake up to the avenue. But I can't be marked on kashrus not to eat where I don't have to eat. Everything I could do but loshonora I can't change. Porak oil adoinov me'oinov and arzah pikoiras. You have to listen to the melech completely. You could say, I know, I don't know how to do it. I want the path. I want the path. Remember once, there's a club somewhere that I was involved with. So I had to go to meet the head of the club. The condition was, all they will give it out in Stoka, but if they will have a personal shaykhus. So, I'm not going out to the details. So we came to the meeting, his family was, you know, I had to close my eyes, So, they asked me if I'm asking to make the club with them. I said, I'm asking on one condition. I understand you can't change. If you're meeting me, Aldas, to change eventually, it's very hard for you, and you don't know how you will do it. But you want to have a shaykh as a captain, and he will help you to change. I'm not committing to change, but you want me to help you to change, I'm asking to be close to you. But if you want me to accept you like you are, and stay like you are, I'm leaving now. This is what Hashem wants. A guy is planning to have Elul, that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur will come, he will manage to change. He will manage to climb to the next level. That has to be his decision in Elul. I want to change. The Chazal saying, Shemoya b'yoshon tishma b'chodosh. The avoider of the 3 weeks that I left is to be in that atmosphere. Now, how a person could change? When he listens to the Melech. The Melech wants you to daven, he wants you to learn, he wants you to kashrus. If a person is not living in that atmosphere, you can't say, no, I really want to change. Now I'm doing it, but I'm planning soon to change. The avoid of Chodesh Elul is what is left. Shirayim of Chodesh Elul. And I'm saying what is left, the last week when we'll start to do Slichas and Elul will be avoid Lemaise, ready for Shoifus, for Malchus. It's already the avoid. And I don't want to be magnificent because too much you use it, then it doesn't have the koyach. But you have to be in a different matzah. Chazal said to say twice to David Hashem to blow the shofar. You hear the shofar in the morning. You think to yourself, chuva. No, I'm in the way, I'm doing something. I'm behaving better Elul from a different Elul whole year. A person has to understand. I will explain it with a mashal, it'll be easy. Some guys, ben azmanim, they learn an hour, they feel good about themselves. You know these people? 3 hours, they feel good about themselves, ben azmanim? It's not 4 hours for sure you feel good about yourself, ben azmanim? Yes or no? No, 4 is not enough for you, ben azmanim? Kolakavot? During this matter, you learn 4 hours, you feel like a shaykh. Most guys, yeah? Why? What is the difference? Because, not because you're friends. When everyone is learning, and you're in the atmosphere of learning, not to learn, you feel bad. Yeah? Moshe, some places Friday, some yeshivas, you feel terrible if you don't learn. Some yeshivas, if you come for an hour and a half, you feel good, you came to Chumash, you're ready for you did something. Yeah? When a person wants to loshut b'tshuva, and I'm serious, to come to the right madregas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, if he picks up his standard and he lives in Elul in a different matzah, it's Elul. I can't do this. When he will come to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, his kabbalas and his standard will be chazak. If he will not have a chashev elul, so his musogim, where he's holding inside himself, will not manage to pick it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ya'azir Hashem lashovim kasher ein yativo maseles. If you do what you have to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you. We're in a generation that we cannot do much more from this. The war, the attacking war of the Yetzirah is in that little bit that I'm telling you to do. We're not holding, not to talk Dvarim B'Tehillim. When I was a kid, there were so many people that didn't speak a word. It was Tainis Dibur D'Chol Chodesh Elul. I remember when I was a kid, like the jokes that we spoke as kids was like, Shalom Shvadron never spoke a word. So like he was going in a car, and it was a flat tire, and he didn't know what to tell, and he was saying to him the whole time. So he said, Tipach Rucho Yoshu Lad Moser. And like I could say hundreds of them, yeah? Because everyone knew, this one is not talking, but we spoke. He wanted the car to go quicker. So he says, Goz Chisho and Aufa. Yeah? But this is where we grew up. The Musagim was, he's not talking. This, I remember we had Rabbein and Yeshiva, they were walking home, they were speaking Mishnayos in the way. Not the same word, Elul. We're not holding. But the question is, we daven shtark every morning shachas. We daven mincha like we have to daven. We daven ma'ariv like we have to daven. We keep tzedorim like we have to have daven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not asking, Yazor Hashem Lashovim Kasher Ein Yativo Maseges. But again, Kasher Ein Yativo Maseges. You write, our Yativom and Elul is very small. Shoshana, we know what to do, much more. We have Malchus, we have Shechtis, Kabbalah, Sichoines, Tfilas, we have Tshuva, Tfilas, Tzvotzoka. But we're not doing the minimum. We're not doing the minimum. We're not doing the minimum. We're not in that holding on. We're not catching on that. We have to take ourselves 3 weeks. Forget about your friends. Forget about your sviva. I'm not saying forget, be nice to them. But then I have to change. You do it for 3 weeks. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Malchei HaMelechim Shehu Kol Yochol. Shehu Kol Yochol. There's not one thing that he's not running, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Anything he could. Everything he does in 1 second could do everything good for you. Everything could change for you. Maybe some higher man will do it. But you should do it. He could do everything. And if he sees Chaz b'cho Hashem imonu kasher inchalnu loch. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us? Ka'asher inchalnu loch. We're in a generation that we feel that we could do it. That we could do it. And again, because it looks like he's managing, and he's managing, and he's managing, and he's managing, and I'm failing. Because it's a doyer that we could believe that Hashem could do everything. Gavolda explained that it's not normal. You don't understand it. Because I thought you're so young that you don't understand it. It changed the last 20 years. 30 years was not like that. People did not understand that everything could see, everything could be done. One press, one button, one person control. No one taught us to go as a Muslim. You have to go to the neighborhood. You have to walk on a horse. You couldn't. I have to go here. The whole world, the whole globe is around the hand. It's maybe layam. Loy maybe layam, loy ma me. It's maybe layam. Everyone goes to the maybe layam today. The tailor is maybe layam. You come to the soul train. It's not maybe layam. It was not shy. So Hashem gives us such a feeling that it's mamish not totally in him. We know that he could do everything, and it looks like he's mutzlach, I'm not. He's successful, he has this brother, he has this father, he has this, he has that. I'm not the right connection. But if you open your eyes, you could see it. But our job is to believe that everything is from him. I want to explain. I said this motion a lot of times, and I'll say it again and again, because this really changes the person. Was two bus drivers. One is number was number 7 and one was number 27. Number 7, he took every day the people from the old age at home to the hospital. He had like 5-6 people go on the bus, you know, slowly, good morning, and they pay. And then number 27 was all the college students, like a double bus, people from the sides, top, you know, like in India, all the sides, people jumping in the buses. That way was his bus. Every day, this is the way his bus looked. Number 7, every morning when he drove, he looked at the other bus, like his eyes were popping. Look what he's going out here, Levitic, Matsu. And his bus, 7-8 people. He was going out of his mind. He couldn't help. Every day when he was driving, look what is going on by 27, look how many people he has. One day he tells his wife, it's over. Tomorrow morning, she says, wakes up, he takes his bus, he changes it to 27. He starts to do 20, people come up and he's pushing, and people come from the window and he pushes them out and they scream and he does a quick 1, 2, 3, back. He finishes the day, he made 20 times the route, He comes to the manager. Look how much money I made today. He says, what, the whole older gentleman went to the hospital today? He says, you don't chap, I became 27 today. He says, what? He says, I was 27 today. The manager gets white. He says, you don't understand what he did to us. What we want to get from the government, the roots, you know, to have the license to take a bus, the way it works, they give us four lines that are profit and one that doesn't make profit. This is the way you get the license. The government needs someone to have number seven, yeah? So they give the company, you want to run buses in the city. Now, but the government is scared. What would be the guy? If you miss one bus, it's a fine of $100,000 a day. So first, we will have to pay $100,000 because you missed it. Second of all the old people that didn't manage to get to the hospital, they will sue us. Now, you think it's a difference to us if you did 27? Why do you think we gave you 7 and him 27? You're 50 years old, you're in our company, you're such a good driver. We'll let you, instead of pension, just drive this bus, get your age. There's a young 21 guy, let him to be in the bus, let people stab him, he stabs back, pushes in, pushes out. Let him be a young guy, let him be trying to get a couple more years in the company. What's the difference? You get the same wage anyway. Listen carefully. Every guy, Zog de Chofetz Chaim, has a root in this world. He has bus stops and is a stop. And he gets the same price. From you, you were asked to wake up today, to daven shachris, to learn with the half chavrusa that you have, not to chapshir, and to be happy. To daven mincha, to get up a second seder, to learn an hour. This is what you could do. You can't do more from that. To do a night seder, and this is what Hashem wants for you. And you look at the other guy, open the yeshiva, the other guy, look how much guys are asking him shayla. 27 is full. Your neshama is a good neshama. Everything is good. It's missing a little bit tikkun for epis. You say to this world a little bit brains. You can't do so much avarice. Just fix the banana rachaveiloi. You're up to the shamayim. That was a young guy. He has to work hard. Let him scrub it and fight with people and kill guys back and forth. We'll see who will win. But what happens? All of your life you get up. 27. That 27. I can't sit in this marriage. Look what is going by him. Look what is going by him. And it happens to all of you. If it doesn't happen to you today, it happens to you when you get married. You become a balabas. You become a shiva. It doesn't make a difference. If you don't take care of it, it will eat you over life. It will eat you over life. You can't get away from this. You can't get away. This is the clone of this world. Your eyes pop 24 hours. But you have a route. You have a bus route. Don't skip the stops. You have a shachris, you have a mincha, you have a tefillin, you have a ben adam lechaveiroi. Don't skip it, Rabbi Yisrael. If you keep your root, you will be matzliach. We have a root. The shaila is if we're doing our job. If our boss is clean. There's things that he wants from us to do. We have an elul for that. We have to be mischazik in that. Because that doesn't let us to focus ahead. We look to the sides. This is the Yetzer Hara. He gives us the pictures of more buses. And don't worry, Yetzer Hara, not only that you see 27, he makes you to think that 27 has 50 million people, yeah? He knows how to build it up already. These guys going to Shabbos here, and no one is inviting me. What are we supposed to say? Everyone has, I wanted to, in every present in life, every time, you have these things that are bothering you, yeah? This guy has chavrusas, I don't have chavrusas. This guy has a good deer, I don't have a good deer. Everyone has a place where it hits him. It doesn't make a difference. Hashem has for you exactly a route what he wants you to do. And I'm promising you, everyone is sitting on his route. Hashem never mixed up the drivers. And he gave every driver of the Chofetz Chaim exactly the amount of koichas, gas, tickets and seats that you could make your route. You can make 27. You not have a double. You don't have a double bus. Are you people will be popping out the windows? Yeah. There's no place for you. You're not 27. No one asked you to be 27. And you, the whole life, tried to be 27. You come up to the Shemayim, they'll tell you, sorry, we didn't need 27. We needed a number 7. Left Gehenna. This is what they will tell you. You'll be surprised. You think when you become 90, I almost made it. I almost made it like a 27. Look, I'm almost there. You probably don't need it. No one asked you to be there. No one asked you to be there. No one asked you to be there. It's really late.